We are at Paris Comics Expo with Andrea Sorrentino. Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
We are here to talk about Green Arrow. You are the artist of Green Arrow. How do you come to this project?
Well, I started my professional career about 4 years ago. I started working directly with DC Comics. It was my first professional work was with DC Comics for a graphic novel based on the God of War video game. Then I started working on another DC Comics series that was called Eye Vampire. And when I was around the issue 14 or 15, I was asked by Jeff Lemire, that is the writer of the book, if I wanted to join him on the book, because they wanted to give a little different approach on the series, and my style, that is a bit darker, could work well with the project. So I started working for it, and I worked for the last 2 years on Green Arrow. Now I'm working with Marvel on the X-Men franchise. That's it.
Do you see this series of Green Arrow as something like a reboot for some new fans? Or
yes, that was the goal, because when we started working on the series in America, it was starting to broadcast the Arrow TV show. So the idea was exactly to give a starting point to the readers, to show them something about the characters, to know it, the supporting cast, and so on. So yes, this was the idea, and think we did a good work in introducing the world of Green Arrow. In fact, some editors, like the Urban Comics, that is the French editors, decided to start with our story, because we started with issue 17 of the American series. But many editors simply decided to start with our issue and make it the very first issue of the Green Arrow series. So yeah, definitely is a good starting point for readers, so for TV show fans.
Are you compelled to do some things Jeff Lemire give you indication, and are you compelled to use, I don't know, a special green, special muscles or a special thing, or are you quite free on your drawings?
This usually depends on the relationship that writers and artists has. With me, it was I was pretty lucky, because Jeff was gave me a lot of freedom. So we usually have a script where it's written each panel, what we have to do in each panel. And usually an artist simply pick what is written in the script and draw on the pages. With Jeff it was a bit different, because he told me that if I wanted to change something, like deleting a panel or adding some panels, things like that, I could do this. And it's something that is very nice for an artist, because it really gives you the chance to try something completely different, something completely new. And I think it shows, because in the Green Arrow issues, in the Green Arrow books, we have something really different than the other usual comics. And I think it was possible because Jeff gave me a lot of freedom. And so the work was really a product of each of us, and it was a bit more unique. So yes, it was nice working, because I had a lot of freedom that usually on some other series you don't have.
And which character do you like to draw the most in the series?
In the series, well, I of course drawn Oliver a lot. But I also had fun, because we included a lot of brand new characters. So I'd say I liked to create these new characters, to try a way to portray them, to show them, to show the way they behave, the way they act. So I think the supporting cast was also very interesting to do. And also we introduced Oliver's little sister, Emiko. That was probably my favorite character, because he's young and he's fresh. And the way Jeff writes her is very interesting, because it gives like a second point of view. We have Oliver that has his point of view, that is made of his experience on the island with the criminality and things like that. And then we have Emiko that is a little Green Arrow, but with a fresher point of view on the things. And it's a very interesting character, because he gives you, from the same point of view, two different visions. So I think this is probably my most favorite characters in this series.
How did you work for Green Arrow? Because there is a lot of flashback. And did you draw all the actual part and after the flashback, or do you do page by page?
I mostly work page by page, mostly because it helps me to preserve a bit of mental health, because I would be mad if I would start to do this and that. But I'm lucky because I'm very good friend with the guy that color the book. That is a Brazilian guy, Marcelo Maiolo. And I've become a friend with him. So we have really a good relationships, and we talk a lot about the artistic approach on the book. So I mostly, in the case of Green Arrow, I mostly drew the flashback in the same way, but he took a different color approach to it. And this helped because I didn't have to think too much about how to make a flashback look different, but he takes a different approach, so when you see the book, you can clearly understand that something happened in the past or in the present. And yes, I think it's a result of a good teamwork. That is, it's amazing when you can do this, because I think it reflects on the quality of the final product.
Can you explain us how you constructed this particular part? This is in Green Arrow 2.
There is a sequence where I almost put only the onomatopoeia.
You often do this, draw a character, a shadow of a character, and just draw another thing, either a landscape or another character inside the shadow.
Mostly it's because when I start working on a page, I usually try to find the best way to convey an idea the writer has put in the script. So I just try to find creative ways to show this. In the case of this specific page, where we have a Batman punching this killer moth in face, I remember I did draw the panel in a normal way, so you simply had the face and the punch. But I felt like it wasn't giving the readers the impact of the sequence. So I tried this thing to put the drawing in inside this big spam, and I think in some way it sells better the idea, because when you see it you can feel it better. So it's mostly because when I work on a page, I usually think a lot about which is the best way to convey some kind of action or some kind of atmosphere, things like that. And as I said, I'm also lucky because I work with a writer and an editor that allows me to do things like that, because it's not so common. Sometimes you can find a writer that wants you to draw exactly what he wrote in the script. So I was lucky. And as I said, it really resulted in a teamwork. For instance, I did this in black, but the colorist thought that to change the black to red would make it even more powerful. So it's really like a teamwork, just to understand what the writer really wants, and to try. Sometimes we can do, sometimes we can't. But we mostly all the time try to convey the best way to show this. And this is the reason why sometimes you can find something completely different, like a different approach or crazy things, like panels going around the page, things like that. It's mostly a result of this.
And how do you choose the covers?
Did you draw different kind of covers and the editor pick one, or is it the only one that you made and it was a good one?
This French edition collects many issues together. I usually draw a cover for each issue in USA. Usually I simply draw a sketch I send to the editor, and the editor can think if it's good enough or they want something a bit different. For instance, for our first issue, they wanted something pretty iconic. So they just asked me to draw an image of Oliver on a roof. That is this artwork. Then I added the rain or the fire just to add some drama to the image. But I don't have a final word on the cover they will pick on the book. So it was not me to choose which cover is going on the book. But usually it's an editor that pick from the 7-8 covers of the issues collected, and usually try to pick the more representative of what is inside. So I don't choose the cover, but I drew them, but for the hardcover collection, it's not me to choose.
Which soundtrack would you like the readers listen?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not really a music expert, I have to say. Many artists I know are really music experts, so they can suggest you what to read in this specific moment. I can just say that I'm used to listen for a lot of music while I draw. And it's usually some British, like Oasis or The Servants, The Verve, things like that. I don't know if they will be a good soundtrack for Green Arrow, but for sure it's what I was listening while I was drawing it. So I don't know, maybe you can try the experience and tell me if it worked good or if you think I need to listen something else.
If you had to choose one of the five vehicles that I will tell you, which one would you like to have? The DeLorean, Flash McQueen, the Batmobile, the Scooby-Doo van, or Kit?
Oh, that's even a contest, because there's the Batmobile, that is not a contest. You couldn't put anything with this, I would choose the Batmobile. Even if I have to say that I prefer the Christopher Nolan's Batmobile more than the Tim Burton's one. But well, there is no contest. You couldn't show me that. You could just make me a direct question and I would answer the Batmobile.
From the Nolan?
Yes, from the Nolan movies.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.